Welcome to Nightlights. In the 1960s, as the civil rights movement and other cultural changes gained momentum, a generation of women artists made their way through a jazz world that had long been less than hospitable to their aims. Singers such as Nina Simone and Jean Lee, composer Carla Bley, organist Shirley Scott, harpist Dorothy Ashby, and fellow harpist and pianist Alice Coltrane, and trumpeter Barbara Donald all left behind some notable recordings from this time of change, and we'll be hearing them in the next hour. I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me for Jazz Women of the 1960s, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Mary Lou Williams, the godmother of women jazz artists in the 20th century, starting us off with her 1964 recording of George and Ira Gershwin's It Ain't Necessarily So from Williams' album Black Christ of the Andes, an LP that marked her return to a full-time jazz career after her late 1950s conversion to Catholicism. Williams once described by Life magazine as cool as the smoke off dry ice. The 1960s, one of the most talked about, argued about, mythologized periods of American history. And on this edition of Nightlights, I'll be highlighting some women jazz artists who made records of note in that troubled and interesting time, a time when women's rights were certainly one of the issues coming to the forefront. And women had long had a challenging road to travel in the jazz world. It was a place that, for all of its progressivism on racial matters, tended to hold views about the role of women that were similar to the rest of the culture. Women had made it as singers, they'd made it as pianists, and artists such as Mary Lou Williams and Melba Liston had succeeded as composers and arrangers as well. But the jazz scene remained dominated by men. Many of the artists featured on this program got their start in the 1950s, but as the 60s went on, their music sometimes evolved in ways that reflected the artistic and other changes going on around them. Pianist and harpist Alice Coltrane was one such artist. She'd come out of Detroit as a bebop-influenced pianist, but after marrying John Coltrane, who eventually brought her into his group as a pianist and who encouraged her to start playing the harp, Alice Coltrane's music moved in a freer and more exploratory direction. She also became intensely involved in Eastern-based religion and spirituality, an involvement very much reflected in the music that she made after her husband's death in 1967. Here's Alice Coltrane on harp performing the title track from her 1968 album Huntington Ashram Monastery on Nightlights. Thank you. Alice Coltrane performing her composition in the title track from her 1968 album Huntington Ashram Monastery, backed by Ron Carter on bass and Rashid Ali on drums. While Alice Coltrane's direction reflected the spiritual explorations of the 1960s, singer and pianist Nina Simone reflected the era's outspoken commitment to civil rights, and in her music tended to brook no boundaries, performing jazz, blues, pop, and R&B. Dubbed the High Priestess of Soul, Simone had a fearless, assertive approach that could sound notes of warning, pride, and mournful sensitivity. In some ways, she's become as much an icon of the 1960s as Billie Holiday is of the 1930s and 40s. To really understand the 60s, fellow singer Abby Lincoln said many years later, you had to hear Nina. We'll hear two Simone performances now, the song Young, Gifted, and Black, which she co-wrote with Weldon Irvine for her friend Lorraine Hansberry, the playwright who wrote A Raisin in the Sun, and who had passed away at the age of 35 in 1965. And this song, suggested to her by another friend, poet Langston Hughes, who would also co-write the civil rights piece Backlash Blues, which Simone would use to evoke the growing racial antagonism of the mid-1960s. Nina Simone and Sea Line Woman on Nightlights.
Yeah. All right. Golden seams, sea lime woman, sea lime woman, dressed in red, make a man lose his head. Sea lime woman, sea lime woman, black dress on for $1,000. She wailed and she moaned. Sea lime woman. Cat, wink at a man and he wink back. Now child, sea lime woman, empty his pockets and wreck his days, make him love her and shoot my way. And she wreck his days, and she make him love her, then she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan.
Thank you. smoking hot.
Simone doing the anthemic Young, Gifted in Black in 1969, a song she co-wrote with Weldon Irvine as a tribute to her friend Lorraine Hansberry, author of the play A Raisin in the Sun, and included on the anthology Sugar in My Bowl. Simone before that doing a Sea Line Woman from her 1964 album Broadway Blues Ballads. Like Nina Simone, Shirley Scott started out playing piano and trumpet as well, but she switched to organ in 1955 at a club owner's request and rose to recognition on that instrument, especially after she teamed up with tenor saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis for a series of records on the Prestige label. Scott formed another relationship that was personally as well as artistically significant with saxophonist Stanley Turrentine, and together they made some of the early 1960s most notable soul jazz records. Fellow organist Jimmy McGriff praised her playing for its gender-transcending strength. Shirley would come up and play with her trio, wowing the crowds wherever she went. See, Shirley had a rough sound, a man sound, but at the same time, she had a woman's touch. She'd take her shoes off and just tear it up. And while Scott could cook with the best of them, she also had a wonderful way with a ballad. From her 1964 Impulse album, Great Scott, here's Shirley Scott in a trio setting doing Make Someone Happy on Nightlights. Thank you. Shirley Scott doing Make Someone Happy with Bob Cranshaw on bass and Otis Finch on drums from Scott's 1964 album, Great Scott. I'll have more music from women jazz artists of the 1960s in just a few moments. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs, including full-length shows about Shirley Scott, Nina Simone, and Alice Coltrane, on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz Women of the 1960s on Nightlights. I'm featuring music from women jazz artists of the 1960s on this edition of Night Lights, and there was one woman artist who appeared in these years as a player on only one LP, the epic double album Jazz Composers Orchestra, but who made her mark throughout the decade as a composer, as George Russell, Jimmy Giuffre, Paul Bley, and other leading figures of progressive jazz recorded her music. After the 1960s, pianist Carla Bley would go on to make her own records and gain critical prominence. Her 60s legacy and significance resides primarily in others' recordings of her compositions. Bley had grown up in San Francisco playing music in a church setting, but in her teens she abandoned home and religion and made her way to New York City, where she worked as a cigarette girl at Birdland and met her eventual husband, pianist Paul Bley. Paul Bley would be one of the most frequent interpreters of Carla Bley's music, which one writer has described as hypermodern jazz, asymmetrical compositional structures that subvert jazz formula to wonderful effect, with unpredictable melodies that are often as catchy as they are obscure. Here's Paul Bley in 1964, leading a quartet in performance of Carla Bley's Ida Lupino on Nightlights. Thank you. pianist Paul Bley performing his wife Carla Bley's composition Ida Lupino with John Gilmour on tenor sax, Gary Peacock on bass, and Paul Motion on drums from Paul Bley's 1964 album Turning Point. While Carla Bley was making a name for herself in outside jazz circles, singer Nancy Wilson was achieving success in the jazz and popular song mainstream, launched in large part by her 1961 collaboration with saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, who had persuaded her to move to New York City a couple of years earlier after hearing her. Wilson would go on to record more than 70 albums and would win 3 Grammys, and she was a seemingly constant presence on the mid-1960s Billboard charts. Like Nina Simone, she can't really be classified easily as a jazz singer. And like Nina Simone, her music from this period remains a vibrant reflection of the times, albeit a more jazz cabaret pop side of the 60s. Here's Nancy Wilson singing 2 songs from her album with Cannonball Adderley that express very different sentiments, Never Will I Marry and Save Your Love for Me on Nightlights.
Never, never will I wed. Born to wander solitary, wide my world, narrow my bed. Never, never, never will I marry. Born to wander till I'm dead. No burdens to bear, no conscience nor care, no memories to. Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Run away if I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay and pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it even when you're not here. Can't conceal it, I really love you, my dear. And though I know no good can come from loving you, I can't do a thing mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have fun with a crowd, but for crying out loud, darling, please save your love for me.
Nancy Wilson singing Save Your Love For Me and Never Will I Marry before that, both from her 1961 Capitol album with saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zawinul on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Earlier in the program, we heard Alice Coltrane on harp, and we're going to hear now from a woman artist who'd been playing jazz harp since the 1950s, Dorothy Ashby. Like Alice Coltrane, Dorothy Ashby came out of the great mid-20th century Detroit jazz scene, and though she entered that scene as a pianist, she was eventually able to find work for herself on her favorite instrument, the one she'd learned to play at Detroit's Cass Tech High School, the harp. Not a common musical role to play in the jazz world. This isn't just a novelty, though that is what you would expect, Ashby would later say. The harp has a clean jazz voice with a resonance and syncopation that turn familiar jazz phrasing inside out. In the late 1950s, she began to record, and she also toured the country with a trio that included her husband, John Ashby, on drums. Initially straight ahead, as the 1960s went on, Ashby's music began to show the influence of soul and world music as well as jazz. And decades later, her records would find favor with hip-hop artists looking for samples. Well, here in the early 60s and the late 60s, Dorothy Ashby and Booze on Nightlights. Thank you. Harpist Dorothy Ashby performing Freddie Hubbard's Little Sunflower from her 1968 album Afro Harping. Ashley before that with Booze from her self-titled 1962 Argo album, backed by Herman Wright on bass and John Tooley on drums. I'll close out Night Lights with music from two underground artists from the 1960s, singer Gene Lee teaming up with New Thing saxophonist Archie Shepp. Lee, a singer involved in various aspects of the 1960s art scene, who made an outstanding record early in the decade with pianist Rand Blake, and who would play a prominent role in Carla Bley's landmark 1971 jazz opera Escalator Over the Hill. And we'll also hear a solo from trumpeter Barbara Donald, who was married in the 1960s to saxophonist Sonny Simmons. Despite her alliance with Simmons, Barbara Donald ran into resistance on the free jazz scene. Years later, Simmons told writer Clifford Allen, "I had a lot of problems with the cats in New York because of that. Here's this beautiful white lady standing on the bandstand in a miniskirt with a black musician, which had never happened in the history of the music. And she was playing all this trumpet, and it kind of deflated cats' egos. They didn't like us too much. Donald could play bop and she could play outside. She was an integral part of Simmons' 1960s groups and remains an unsung heroine of the era." Here's an excerpt from Simmons' Metamorphosis that features her soloing, Barbara Donald on Nightlights.
And that pulls in love. smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, dancing, dining, diamonds shining with some man in a restaurant. Is it all you really want? No, sophisticated lady. I know you miss the love you. When nobody is mine.
I close with Gene Lee singing Sophisticated Lady, accompanied by a group led by tenor saxophonist Archie Shepp from Shepp's 1969 album Blasé. Trumpeter Barbara Donald before that, a solo excerpt from Metamorphosis off the 1966 Sonny Simmons album Staying on the Watch. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Night Lights. Production support for Night Lights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.